In all, in thrilling, new, living sound.
Kill me with that cool. Kill me with that cool.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Browns Nike summer collection just arrived. Stop in to the team shop. That's in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. It is a football Wednesday. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're very pleased to bring into the show right now. Does a great job of covering this team for Cleveland.com for the Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, welcome.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, and thank you for taking some time. We'll start in the obvious place, Mary Kay, kind of the latest Johnny shenanigans going on out there. And just from your perspective of not just covering the team and making the observations in that sense, but talking with folks in and around the team, the league, your impressions of whether or not, because Nathan and I had this discussion when it came out earlier this week, that this was the kind of the worst of the lot and the one that was the least, we liked the least because it had the worst, quote, look to it. What's your sense of where it all stands?
You know, I would have to agree with you on that. This one I thought was egregious just in terms of, you know, the fact that there was the F-bomb dropped in there, and I know that, you know, that my kids all saw it for sure, and all the kids in that age group were all having a field day with it. So it is not a good look for your starting quarterback, for the face of the franchise. And I would have to say that I would applaud Brady Quinn for coming out and saying what he said. You know, I know that he's taking a lot of heat for that right now, but, you know, I think it's good that somebody in the league or not far removed from the league, you know, kind of calls it out, you know, like it is. And the reason why it means something coming from Brady Quinn is because he knows what an honor it is to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. He knows how hard it is to win a starting job, much less keep it. And so I think he can see that Johnny perhaps maybe isn't quite on the right road right now and needs to dial it back a little bit.
Mary Kay, we've obviously learned that Johnny is going to be polarizing as we lead up to training camp. He has been at Texas A&M, and it's certainly going to sustain. When you look at, though, I brought up earlier on the show, the couple of months from, say, the combine leading up to the draft, he stayed very low-key, if you recall, Mary. There was not a lot of any evidence anyway on social media of too much over the top hanging out and partying and getting himself on Twitter. Do you think it might be the best for Johnny to possibly return to that here in this interim leading back up to training camp where he keeps more of a low profile?
Yeah, you know, I think he was probably getting some great advice perhaps from maybe George Whitfield, who was working very closely with him. I think George probably had a tremendous effect on him during that period. I'm sure his agent, Eric Burkhart, was working very hard with him to get him ready for that combine. And then it just seems like all heck has broken loose, you know, since he got drafted. And I just want to make it very clear, whenever I mention anything about, you know, checking in with Johnny or thinking that he needs to dial it back, my whole take on this is, does the young man need a little bit of help? So, you know, some people to reach out and say, hey, are you okay? Let's just make sure that everything that you have going on right now is all in good fun and that you might not need to take a look at it. So, you know, it's, again, it's not a judgmental thing on my part. I understand the whole profile of addiction and all those kind of things. And, you know, I get all of that. My whole thing is, you know, does Johnny need a little bit of help right now? And if he does, let's hope that the right people are getting in his ear and saying, let's take a look at this.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So to broaden out the lens of the quarterback picture, in the meantime, what I think can feel good for this football team is the fact that through the end of these offseason workouts last week, there was a pretty definitive sense that in his own way, Brian Hoyer made the coaching staff and maybe made the rest of us who watched these practices feel as if the true answer of someone who can take this team into that first game as a starter is there in place, competent, efficient. I mean, do you share that feeling, and did you get that sense as well?
You know what? I really do get that sense, and I think that everyone can take some comfort in that. I think Brian looks really good in practice just in terms of the way the ball is coming out. It looks way different to me this camp than it did last year. His head seemed to be swimming last year. I think a lot of people were in agreement that he just seemed kind of off last year in camp for whatever reason. He may have still been reeling from all the different teams that just kind of let him go unceremoniously, but he looks on point this year. And he just looks like he's got a command of this offense. You can tell he's really been studying it. So, yes, I think that the coaching staff, Brian's teammates, and Browns fans can take heart in the fact that he's doing everything he can to be the best quarterback that he can be. And he looks to me like he can go out there and win some games.
Mary Kay, his detractors, meaning Brian Hoyer's, will say, yeah, but he's been a career backup and he's going to stay a career backup that is capable of going in and winning a few football games maybe as a backup, but that he can't sustain that. Where are you with that? And, of course, we've seen the likes of Kurt Warner and Rich Gannon, who later in their careers hit big. A lot of others haven't. Just your idea, do you feel that his thrust is going to be more of that guy is a productive starting quarterback that can take his football team to the playoffs?
Well, you know what? The truth of the matter is the signs are there that he can do that, but we will never really know for sure until he gets out there and really plays a whole entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Two full starts and two victories, you know, does not a career make. We've seen flashes of some great things from guys like Colt. I was excited about Colt McCoy when he played that stretch of games as a rookie, and in three or four games really showed the kind of moxie that a quarterback that you want to see out of a quarterback. And I think Brian showed some of those same kind of things. But again, two or three games does not a career make, and Brian needs to get out there and prove it over the long haul, because like you said, there have been three or four teams that have cut him in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bruce Arians, you know, we all like to think and we know that Bruce Arians knows how to evaluate a quarterback, and he let Brian Hoyer go.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian has a lot to prove, and he started to prove it last year, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. He's got to get out there and do it on a consistent basis when defensive coordinators are identifying his weaknesses.
Mary Kay, the other, topics on this team, and, you know, we're looking at the offseason time now where there's going to be a long stretch of not just players like Johnny Manziel having time. Of course, he's part of the holdovers with the rookies that are in town for or will be around town more for the rookie symposium of these next couple of weeks, but even the veterans as well. Do you get the sense that this team left for the offseason with a real feeling of competitiveness, of positivity, of the depth that's there, that again, when we looked at the way this defense kind of performed and got the sense that, gosh, they're so deep on the defensive line, that the linebacking core looks like it could be better, that the cornerback group, the defensive backs, talent-wise, seemingly upgraded. Did you come away from this with a sense that for as a team for these next several weeks, because a lot of times you get into this period and you're just kind of still wondering, still scratching your head. But don't you think defensively, the running game, I mean, there are a lot of things that I think you can take away from this and feel good for these next so-called dark weeks before camp begins?
Yeah, you know what? The energy was good. I would have to say that during the OTAs and during the mini camp, the vibe was good. And you get that from guys that have been around enough to know a little bit. The Dante Whitners, the Carlos Dansbys, even the Paul Kruger. And, you know, Joe Hayden always says this, hey, now we've got guys on our team that could go out and start for another football team tomorrow. And that's important. I think everyone can agree this is going to be a good defense, and it's in really good hands with this coaching staff. I think that you're going to see the kind of pass rush out of guys like Barkevious Mingo, Paul Kruger, Jabal Sheard, Carlos Dansby. Well, he proved it last year too. But those guys that we felt just weren't getting to the quarterback with consistency, I really feel that that's going to change this year. This is going to be a good defense. They're going to be good on the back end. You know, you're going to see good things out of, I mean, hey, Buster Screen, he's not going to go down without a fight. So I think that's going to be some really interesting stuff going on in the defensive backfield. So we know it's going to be a good defense. The place where I would have to say that I'm most concerned about right now, obviously, is receiver. I keep looking out there and thinking, boy, how is this going to work? You know, now they let go of Earl Bennett. We still see so many guys on the sidelines, Travis Benjamin, Charles Johnson, still standing over there, Miles Austin, hasn't been practicing. Nate Burleson, still coming off of the metal plate in his arm that needed to be readjusted. So right now you look out there, and Andrew Hawkins is having a very nice camp. But beyond that, there's a lot of question marks.
Mary Kay, with that in mind, and Vic and I were just discussing that as well, does it speak more to the fact that the Browns are feeling okay, even though you just laid it out the way you did about the receiving core? I know he's 31 years old, but Anthony Armstrong was terrific in the 4 weeks of camps, and what they may have in some of the younger receivers, and possibly even a feel of confidence with regard to where they may be with Josh Gordon's situation with the NFL.
You know what? I don't know why anyone would feel confident about the Josh Gordon situation right now unless they know something that we don't, because it's hard to get those suspensions reduced. Maybe he'll pull it off. Maybe Drew Rosenhaus will somehow be able to pull it off. But right now, you know, he is facing, you know, I believe that indefinite ban, and no one knows why it's taking so long to get this thing resolved. But, you know, maybe that's good news for Josh. Maybe they still, there's still enough fight in his side that they can accomplish something. But they must feel pretty good about it. You know, like you said, the Anthony Armstrongs of the group are showing some things out there. But that's still the one area that has me most concerned.
All right. Mary Kay, thank you so much for the time. We truly appreciate it, and I know we'll be catching up with you in the not-too-distant future.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Mary.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us via the Ohio Business Machines Hotline and OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum Level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. So call 216-485-2000, 216-485-2000, or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. We've got much more coming up again on this Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci and Michael Regei with you. We are going to get into more of your tweets. We certainly want to hear from you. Dial us up at 216-578-0850. And when you do tweet us, again, it's a hashtag mailbag Wednesday. So have that hashtag mailbag on your tweets to @Browns_daily or at my Twitter handle, Vic Carucci, or at Michael Regei. Stick around for more. ESPN 850, WKNR.